towards the end of the festival.
Right.
Yeah, let's leave it at those, I think.
Well, fantastic. It sounds like you've certainly got your work cut out for you.
I do.
Well, thank you again, Zach, so much for giving us your reviews and your views on everything that's going on at the 2009 festival. And that was my conversation with Zachary Rothman, a local filmmaker who is also serving as my Vancouver International Film Festival 2009 reviewer for this year, obviously. All right, that's it for the Arts Report today. You can always get in touch with me at arts@citr.ca. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm going to leave you with Dream Teeth by World Club, who will be playing at the Astoria tonight as part of Discorder's Night at the Astoria that happens every month. Go there, be there, be back here next Wednesday at 5. Cheers.
Teachable text by Steve McCaffrey. It's suffocation time again. How's that for temperature? As if your shit could think. Chiasmus without consequence. Herringbone at the brink of tide pool education. A composed puss in my boots. Memory deserves the best, like the time it all happened for once without sketchbook momentum, demarcation reached by Bloop Street serenade, then digitally remastered sounds of Pol Pot from the dugout, posse dress, magenta sweaters holding swabs safely thinks I'm not Picasso, I'm out of breath. Thinks again, metaphysics of presence is not an innocence, it's pancakes like the rest of yesterday's supportive sense, except this year it began with the drapes and the cleaning bill.
Me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love.
Good evening. Little Nina Simone in the background for you there. Love Me or Leave Me. My name is JC Peters, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. and this is Audio Text, your show on Canadian writing. At the very beginning of the show, you heard an excerpt from Steve McCaffrey's long poem Teachable Text, which I'll be coming back to a little later in the show. If you found it a little confusing, don't worry. That's what he was intending to make you feel. So before we get back to that, just a few listings of things that are going on in the city. If you're interested in spoken word and you'd like to go see poetry, this is the part where you get out your pen and paper and write down some of these things. That being said, I do get a lot of my listings from the Georgia Strait website, strait.com, as well as kswnet.org, which is the Kootenai School of Writing events page. So, happening over the next week or so tonight. Today is Wednesday, October 7th. There's going to be poetry at the Wired Monk. It's a poetry jam session featuring local poets Susan McCaslin, Diane Tucker, and Sheila Rosen. And you can email for more information about that at tmsc@telus.net. It's a $5 suggested donation, and the Wired Monk is 2610 West 4th out in Kitsilano. Tonight, also tonight, happening at 7 p.m., When History and Memory Collide is an event happening at the Vancouver Public Library. So you can join author Eric Damer and Catherine McManus, who is the director of SFU's Writing and Publishing Program, for a discussion on how reliable memoirs are as accounts of history. So more information about that at vpl.ca. So that's at the Vancouver Public Library, 7 p.m. tonight. Also tonight, lots going on, so if you can be in many places at once, Amanda Nahani. It's the Vancouver Public Library's inaugural First Nations Storyteller in Residence for an evening of you can join her for an evening of storytelling. And again, more information about that at the vancouverpubliclibrary.ca. That's at the Dunbar Library branch, so 4145 Dunbar, 7 p.m. It's a free event, so go see Amanda Nahani, the inaugural First Nations Storyteller in Residence, and hear what she's got to say. Happening this Friday, which is October 9th, the Robson Reading Series is holding an event called Cross Border Pollination. It's an evening of readings and discussion with authors from the U.S. and Canada, featuring Nancy Morrow, Brenda Miller, Peter Piera, and Shannon Stewart. So more information about that at www.robsonreadingseries.ubc.ca. They have them relatively often. They always have good writers coming to read at the Robson Square. So that's at 7 p.m., free event, Robson Square, UBC Bookstore, so that's right downtown. Also, Friday, October 9th, the Writer's Studio is having another event. It's fiction, nonfiction, and poetry readings by Rhonda Waterfall, Ely Kralji Gardner. I have no idea if I pronounced that right. I apologize if that was wrong. Patrick Foley, Irit Shimrat, Brenda Prince, Henry Doyle, Muriel Marjory, Kathy Borey, Susilawati Bryant, Leslie Hill, and Fiona Scott. So they are all going to be reading their fiction, nonfiction, and poetry at the Writer's Studio tonight. So that's going to be at the Blends Coffee Shop at Hastings and Richards. And I believe that's a free event as well. More information about that at www.thewritersstudio.ca/readings. Also happening this Saturday, October 10th, and part of the reason that I was reading that piece by Steve McCaffrey at the beginning of the show is because he is coming here to read. Steve McCaffrey is a poet that I admire greatly. I had the pleasure of meeting him earlier this year. He listened to a paper that I wrote on his work, actually, including Teachable Text. And he's a pretty cool guy. He's an all-around pretty cool guy. Sadly, I can't go. I'm away for the Thanksgiving weekend. But if any of you can go, I strongly recommend you go see him. So he's going to be at W2, which is a space at 112 West Hastings Street. And the name of the event is Negotiating the Social Bond of Poetics. So there's going to be actually a workshop and a reading. So the workshop is at 2:30 and the reading is at 8 p.m. And the sliding scale we've got here is $3 to $15. So also affordable. So if you're interested in more of an intellectual side of poetry and working with sort of brainwaves and all these different things, Steve McCaffrey is a brilliant man and worth going to check out for sure. This Monday, October 12th, at Café du Soleil, there is going to be a Vancouver Poetry Slam, as every Monday, but it's a little special this week because it's October. It's the annual Dead Poets Slam, so you and others come dressed as your favorite dead poet and recite their poetry to the crowd. So you can go and dress up if you want to read some of Elizabeth Barrett Browning or whoever, you know, turns your crank, or just watch people, what they're doing. So the sign-up is at 8 p.m. I think the slam starts around 9, so that's a $5 to $10 sliding scale as well. And yes, Sunday, going backwards in time, the Vancouver Story Slam is coming back. It is this week of the month, Vancouver Story Slam at Café du Soleil. So similar to the Poetry Slam, except you'll be hearing short stories of about 5 minutes in length, storytellers competing for money at the end of the night, and sometimes prizes. So that's what's going on around town. Now, let's see. For today's show, I don't really have so much of a theme, because sometimes I think it's nice to just kind of enjoy poetry and not think too much about it. So I'm going to play a bunch of kind of randomly mixed together stuff, like a toss salad, and I'm going to start you off with a short story by Gary Thomas Morse, who came to visit a little while ago. He was doing a reading for Talon Publishing House, and that was at the Anza Club. So you've heard some of these recordings before, and Gary Thomas Morse is the author of this story, Salt Chip Boy.
This is called Old Man Murder. This is, and here we go. Old Man Murder makes monkeys out of meat. He makes them slaves by paying their way. Saying type or you won't eat. He builds their homes from children's bones and mouths they're forced to feed with a paste he's made from debt and aged crushed up monkey dreams. But Old Man Murder knows these monkey clones can all be put to use as his business grows like the children's toes that will fill the shoes of suits. And as the days go by, the monkeys hide from a world beyond their desk. Well, they wait to die and leave this life in the suits that they are dressed.
Whoops, little technical difficulty there, also known as me being distracted. That piece was actually by Patrick Swan, and the next piece I'm going to play is Gary Thomas Morse.
The story is called Salt Chip Boy, and it takes place in Vancouver in the year 2088, and therefore the language is slightly different from our own. White lunch. Neon onion, Hulk, soft focus, bullet of dive, lobe feed redux of colorless green, apple sleep furious, swilling blade, seahorse and ovaltine, infect, budded jollity, gardens haunted, unorked swamping, circuit scouts and head wipers plugged into retro skull space, hunting beam, dig levy base salary, 8K pyramids of inventory, 38K prism, wreck, digison, intangible. K-on visor, primal, feral, marine, transjects, gray faces all glowed up by mimeographs, total hardware, slim line and swarty prime, muses censored over. Honor, they handle me Akhmod. Searches tag, pneumatic and antique music, scourge of Westville, engage presently, Akhmod wiretapped K. Excruciate. Baroque device, Antonio, avec sommaire, or mayhap Monsieur Désir, an étonnant manifest, audio SD, Manzo Quains, K wafted off, extratemporal. Oh, skulked Akhmod, was Toff in transit? K hivered, Akhmod was split nap, chip diluted in signal masses, K tremored blue screen, arc swap reeled both visor of Akhmod hazed, case of image famine, Akhmod oblong edge of unspawned desiccant arrived from chip, chant of anti-log and log rhythms. Tempo K grooving with wee, zook factory spaz, fingery flat and a sharp minor, a minute from Johnny S. Park. K audioed preludium drops of lost rain, pellucid and echoes of empty, chromatic levy then tonic return, K inverted. Woman like stone, frag free to plash. F sharp progress in pulmones, meditatio, cruelness, diva self, digits, autoplank, soft, purr, She rerun. Subject creeps F sharp to C sharp, inexorable sync. Double clock, two notes countersync. Climax, then reiterate. Sublime, mellow West Villager. F, ad hoc K, F and subdwells. Transjects and hulks, raidered handle. Akmod rizzled. F sharp on account, she fingered. Sublime, nay subliminal. Token upset. Up, upload, consensual portage. Transject, set, interrupt. Avert that wire, hoard a scan, blue box that blank, and handle tiff taff. Akmod clustered and blinged him sober, mega mimeograph. Prick up Jeff, treat this arc style wise, or access minor Schoenberg on cotton candy wide load, or twisted rib sonata. Strikes temporal for Ludwig, mega leap, seven, allegretto. K projected quietus, other limb hooked and threaded into mega vox of Akmod, chords twizzled cells, and vox subsistered. Amicus uncover pit proximate, F sharp key and signature validate, rebate while quantitude lingers.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
The Honor Roll Sushi Bar. Get maki rolls, rice bowls, and bento boxes made fresh all day. Don't forget to ask about our party platters. Located in the basement of the Sub, the Honor Roll Sushi Bar is open Monday through Friday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Next up, a piece by an Ottawa poet, Ritalin.
In the heart of Kanata, by the edge of the river, planted in Turtle Island, feel the beat of the drum. Traditional expression of the depth of the culture, moving into the circle that's surrounding the drum. The dancers fancy shawling, and the singers are a calling to the beauty that's within us and responding to the drum. Invited to be in it, all our cultures join together, and the unity created when the people start to come inspires understanding, commonality of purpose, dedication to the service of the people of the drum. Cause Salish land beneath us, multicultural in nature, we advance slam. Are welcome now to come and join the drum. The drum, the drum, the rhythm of the drum was the heartbeat of this nation from the day it was begun. And at the final moment when our life on earth is done and the oceans turn to salty beds beneath the burning sun, the drum, the drum, the passion of the drum will continue to reverberate long after we succumb. Beyond that final moment, after all that we've become, then the land will surely echo with the silence of the nun. The drum, the drum, the power of the drum is the universal language at the tips of all our tongues. So at the present moment, all together, everyone, in the name of global healing, let's pay homage to the drum. Cause Salish land beneath us, smoke multicultural in nature. We at Van Slam are welcome now to come and join the drum. The dancers fancy jarring and the singers are a calling to the beauty that's within us and responding to the drum. Traditional expression of the depth of the culture moving into the circle that's surrounding the drum in the heart of Kanata by the edge of the river planted in Turtle Island. Feel the power of the drum, the drum, the drum, the rhythm of the drum in the heart of Kanata. Feel the power of the drum, the drum, the drum, the passion of the drum planted in Turtle Island. Feel the beat of the drum.
So that was Riddlin, a poet who graced Vancouver with his presence a few months ago for a really excellent feature. Next up is the vocal half of Selecta doing a song called Lunar Holiday.
All right. I've had a couple of people say, oh, you know, I like the beats. I love the beats. We love Obie's Beach, don't we?
Yeah.
But I've had some people who are like, I love to hear your voice without the beats. You know, like,
naked.
You know. So I'm gonna do an acapella tune real quick. The waves will do the very best they can. The tides are blue, but understand. We'll have to black out some dates on the lunar calendar. Not sure which phase it'll all be up to her. The moon told me in a dream she wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. The moon told me in a dream she wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. The stars are begging her to stay, but she wants a vacation from orbiting round the earth. Without her, who will light their way? But she wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. We'll have to black out some dates on the lunar calendar. Not sure which phase it'll all be up to her. For so long she never thought to leave, but now she wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. She wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. Oh, where would she go? Where should she go? Where would she go? Where should she go? The moon. From orbiting around the earth. The moon told me in a dream that she wants a vacation from orbiting around the earth. We'll have to black out some dates on the lunar calendar.
So that was Selecta. Risa is the vocal half of Selecta. Obie Wonder mixes the beats. So coming up next, Chris Gilpin, who is currently in Berkeley, California with the Vancouver Poetry Slam team, and Zacchaeus Jackson, who won the finals for the Vancouver Poetry Slam, and they're all there competing to continue on with their slam poetry. So this is a piece by Chris called Sasquatch.
Nice.
Dear Sasquatch, stop avoiding me.
strings all have fallen out of tune. Sasquatch, since you've been gone, the posture of my penis is just one more economic indicator with which to measure the health of the nation. Shit, since you've been gone, white people are getting whiter, my balls are getting bluer, and the 2010 Olympics are murdering your good name. They've cutified you into Twatchy. Teletubby of the British Columbian Forest. Who wears earmuffs falls over easily, oh. Noble Sasquatch, contempt is too easy. Come back to me. I won't apologize for the time I called your sister abominable. But each night, I will phone Gross Mountain, asking them to blink out a Morse code I miss you with their ski hill floodlights. Please, set a forest fire near Whistler if you feel the same. I have bicycled down countless alleyways trying to decipher the calligraphy and the concrete for directions to your church of the invisible. Bring me your shabby Bible with its tissue-thin pages. I will build us a home. I worry, though. I worry that you're right here, and I'm just not looking quietly enough to see you. I'm like the backseat brat on a cross-country drive, always asking, are we there yet, Eddie? Are we there yet, Eddie? Without ever looking out the window. Dear Sasquatch, I have no address for you, so I'm reading this open letter at open mics. I know it will reach you eventually. You're the kind of preacher who comes to events like these and sits in the corner writing confessional poetry. Sasquatch, if you're here, please stand up and tell us your story.
So that was Chris Gilpin, who was doing that piece called Sasquatch. I love that one. I find Chris is a pretty hilarious poet at times. Very Canadian poet for our Canadian writing show. So just to end off the show, I'm going to be reading a little bit more from Steve McCaffrey's teachable text. So this is not like spoken word poetry. It's something a little different. But I think that it's best when you're trying to listen to Steve McCaffrey's poetry to just sort of let it roll over you and don't worry so much about what he's actually trying to say. Just kind of let it come into your brain and see what happens in there as you listen to the words, rather than trying to figure out the meaning or the moral or something like that. So this is Steve McCaffrey from Teachable Texts. Bodies skid without entering the ear canal, the lodges cells clearing on instant contact. Showbiz retina and all that snore tactics, whites utter tournament time. Back to the sea, is it? Or probably should be, seepage via split-screen anamnesis, reconnected from its background grunt of scalpels as death, so life, my Dixie cup within whisper range, its violet voice, the particles of raccoon smashed, and the hyssop dominant through perfected summer rains. Or was it a crevice made for taxis? Crude bark logic, wanton flops taxonomy to starboard, and I'm not even sailing. Become a copper, flush the junkies out from a used suitcase to Gorsefield somewhere east of turning dark. Vomiting on Burns night, elemental chill with line break. Check out this holograph, it's either light or charcoal, dinks at dawn, hardly racist slang to the mirror fudge, sucked sideways into sports. So are we getting happier? My style of impotence dilutes, then depoliticizes, says hello, then shuts up. Thermometer repeating drinks in moderation, alcohol compared to tracksuits, the crotch is the first to go. Thread by thread with the zipper side up, where your smile says goodbye, then I'm leaving. Canada counts its transhistoric debt in the text that Sarah mentions. Question 3. What's Sarah, perhaps the most famous infinite of all I ams? Those are the easy ways to disembowel history. Intervention of a vein not relegated to coordinated networks on a half-drunk cup of cocoa, and I've fed on these scraps through 18 different governments in Peru. So that was from Steve McCaffrey's Teachable Texts. Sadly, we do not have any more time to read more. If you're interested, again, go and check him out this Saturday, October 10th. He will be doing a workshop and a reading. And there's more information about that on kswnet.org. So that comes to the end of another show of Audio Text right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am JC Peters. If you want to podcast the show, listen to archives, you can do that at citr.ca or jcpeters.ca, which is my website. You can also email me at audiotechcitr@gmail.com. Otherwise, I will see you back here next week. Thanks for listening.